FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
I've been talking about this all morning. There were some weird goings on in Jeff City yesterday. Among them, Al Watkins getting into it with Jay Barnes about the money that allegedly changed hands in his office. And whose money it was and why it was there and all that stuff. Listen.
That money did not affect, alter, or change the mix of anything here. The decision had already been made to release. The tapes had already been released. Questions and answers had already been undertaken with the media before Mr. Fawn ever got involved.
Yeah. Conflicting testimony. Lucky enough to have Catherine Hanaway with us this morning, who is currently acting as an attorney representing the Greitens campaign. Of course, she's former U.S. attorney, former Speaker of the House, former gubernatorial candidate. Catherine, good morning.
It sounds like I used to be a lot of things. Good morning.
Oh, no, no. Now, but now you're right in the middle of it again. What's your take on some of the weird testimony we've heard in this legislative committee the last couple of days in Jeff City?
Well, it's stunning. You know, and we've learned some new things. We've learned that the chairman, Jay Barnes, had the tapes before any other member of the House or Senate, before the committee was convened, that he knew about these payments. And it's very troubling that he did not disclose that to the Speaker, to the other members of the House, before he was selected to be the chief investigator of the governor. He clearly had some prior knowledge and prior knowledge about possible bias and financial incentives for why these witnesses were coming forward. And I think it's cast a shadow over these entire proceedings.
Well, anybody who's watched, I watched part of the testimony from Scott Fawn, and then the testimony from Al Watkins yesterday, where he's, you know, dropping cuss words throughout it, and it was just kind of bizarre to watch this, and then the dramatic reading of salacious details that the governor's not yet had a chance to refute. There's been no cross-examination there of any of this stuff. It's leading a lot of people who listen to this program to wonder exactly what the intentions are of the legislators down there who have put this committee together.
Well, it's a kangaroo court. That's what it is. And even using the word court is kind of an insult to courts everywhere, because there isn't an opportunity for counsel for the governor or counsel for the campaign to make objections like you would in a court of law, so people can't just make any wild accusation, whether it's based on evidence or not. There hasn't been an opportunity for the governor's team to cross-examine witnesses to determine their bias, if they have financial motivations, what their motivations are. And there are people who have just come in there and said things that simply weren't true, but because there's not any way to test what they're saying, it just goes on the record. And the last few days have just highlighted how important it is that there be some order restored to the process. And hopefully when the House comes back in next week, they'll give serious consideration to a process that looks a whole lot more like the kinds of proceedings in a court of law.
Yeah, true. You know, I think that before they reach any sort of decision or conclusion, somebody's got to answer the question about the source of that money. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, and truthfully answer the question about the source of the money. And so the motivations of those people who have pushed this story, and it was pushed for a long time. You know, this story was bouncing around for a long time before it came out. And then why did it come out when it did, the same day as the State of the State address, and then has been pushed so hard? There has to be some money, and we know at least $120,000 is pushing these attorneys and perhaps the witnesses to continue to pursue the impeachment of the governor. That's their ultimate aim.
Yep. Catherine, who, I guess I should probably ask you to explain your role in this right now. Are you representing the campaign, or are you representing the governor?
So I represent the campaign.
Okay.
And the chief allegations around the campaign are that the list from the Mission Continues was used by the campaign. And that is such old news as to be kind of ridiculous. More than a year ago, the campaign reported the in-kind contribution of that list to the campaign and paid a very small fine to the MEC. It was $100. It was less than a speeding ticket. All of that was negotiated with the Missouri Ethics Commission. And, of course, that list was a list built by the governor himself. He started the Mission Continues with his own combat pay. He worked for 2 years with no pay. And when he was building it from zero, who'd he go to? He went to his friends and family and asked them to help and asked them to make contributions. And their names ended up on that list. Well, when he started running for office, who did he go to, like any other candidate?
Right.
He went to his friends and his family. They just so happened to also be on the list of the charity that he built. But certainly, there's no reason he couldn't go back and ask his friends and family to support him for governor, and they willingly did.
You know, as a former U.S. attorney, when you looked at a case like this, was the question ever asked him when a decision was coming about charges, is would we charge this if the circumstances were different? If Eric Greitens had lost to you in the primary and you were the governor right now, nobody would even be considering going back and trying to dig up charges on this document 3 years later, 2.5 years later.
That's absolutely true. And the other thing that we always very carefully examined when I was U.S. attorney, well, what are the motives of the person trying to get this prosecution up and running? Because people do come to the U.S. attorney's office all the time with business interest bias, with personal passions of a particular kind, and you can see that they're trying to use the office to advance their agenda. And that is something that is always very carefully examined that's not being examined by the House.
Yeah, it's a great point. Listen, Catherine Hanaway, I appreciate your time this morning, and we'll hope to keep up to date with you on this case as it moves along.
Great to talk to you, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Thank you very much. Catherine Hanaway there with Hush Blackwell. She's a partner there now. She's an attorney representing the campaign of Governor Eric Greitens.